You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, February 1st, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am happy to have you here today because on this episode, I am going to be talking all about the Turtle Beach Stealth Ultra Wireless Smart Xbox Controller. Did you catch all that? To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's episode or just hang out, you can find me on Threads or Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So every week I open up the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody whom I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some good energy throughout the gaming community. And this week's positive vibes are going out to Todd Oxtra. Todd is a guy that I've known for a while in the online games community. You know, I've known him for a couple of years, and he's just a super nice dude. He is the co-host of the long-running Secret Friends Unite podcast, which covers pretty much anything that probably interests you if you call yourself a geek. Video games, comics, sci-fi, you name it. If it's something that you would have got beaten up for liking in the 80s, he probably talks about it on the show. So, Todd, the vibes are headed your way. And you're a fellow Minnesotan, so they shouldn't take too long to get there. Enjoy. So, I've never really been one of those guys who springs for the super fancy controllers. I've got a couple of special edition ones, like the Cyberpunk 2077 Xbox controller. And I've got a couple of the Design Lab ones too. But when it comes to the real high-end ones, like the Xbox Elite or the PlayStation DualSense Edge, I've never been able to convince myself to splurge on them. After all, my reflexes are garbage anyway, so what does it matter if those super responsive triggers give me that extra edge? Well, after the kind folks at Turtle Beach recently sent me over the new Stealth Ultra Wireless Xbox controller to try out, I may have to change my opinion on these pro-type controllers, because this thing is probably the nicest controller I have ever used, and it's probably going to be hard to go back after this. The list of features on the back of the box are extensive. So before I talk about my time with this thing and how I feel about it, let me just list off what they say this thing does. It has low latency wireless connectivity to Xbox and PC, as well as Bluetooth for supported smart TVs, tactile micro switches for the buttons, anti-drift thumbsticks, adjustable triggers for short and long pull, a full color command screen that lets you adjust things like some thumbstick sensitivity, remap buttons, control your audio and chat settings, and customize the lighting that runs along the grips of the controller. Plus a charging dock, interchangeable thumb stick pads, and I think this thing might actually do my taxes for me. Seriously, I think this controller has more features than my car. So, I've tried out a few different types of games with this to see how each one of them felt. I've been playing Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown, Yakuza Like a Dragon, Fortnite to see how a shooter felt, and Jeopardy. Although, to be honest, I'm not really sure that Jeopardy took full advantage of all the controller's features, but that's okay. With all the games that I played, one thing was consistent throughout, and that was just how good this controller feels in your hands. It's got a good amount of weight to it. It's not too heavy, but it feels substantial. It's got these sections of rubberized grips on the handles, so it won't slip out of your sweaty little digits. And the buttons have this great feel to them when you press them. There's this clickiness, which feels not unlike a mechanical keyboard, you know, and it just feels good. Now, I could see how being able to hear those button presses might be off-putting to some people. So if you're someone who gets super annoyed at the clickety-clack of mechanical keyboard sounds, you might not like that feature. But from a pure comfort standpoint, it really does feel great to use. The amount of customization in the controller is really nice as well. You can remap all of the buttons, including the four additional rear paddles on the back that they've added. The ability to switch each of the triggers between long and short pulls is a cool touch for those wanting, you know, a different feel depending on if you're pulling a trigger on a gun or if you're using the triggers for melee attacks, let's say. The interchangeable thumb pads give you a nice choice of textured grips, and using that control screen, you can also change things like the level of rumble for each section of the controller, and of course, the lights. I'm not ashamed to admit that I am still impressed by cool lights, and you can pick whatever color you want, as well as the style of lighting, like pulsating or solid lights. There are loads of other things you can do from that screen, like social notifications and audio controls. It's just a wildly cool and impressive set of features that this thing has. Also, I appreciate that it comes with a nice little magnetic charging dock, as well as a carrying case if I wanted to take this thing around with me on the go. About the only thing I could complain about with the Stealth Ultra is that there were a couple of times when the controller would seemingly lose the connection to my Xbox when I hadn't been using it for like a few hours. But when I placed it back on the dock for a few seconds, it reestablished the connection. So it wasn't a huge deal. As someone who doesn't play a ton of competitive games and isn't afraid to switch to the easy difficulty, I think maybe some of the usefulness of the controller is lost on me a little bit, you know? I think if you're the kind of person who plays a lot of multiplayer shooters like Halo or Call of Duty or whatever, or even fighting games with the precision that you need in those, you're going to really get a lot out of these customizable buttons and triggers. This seems like the perfect controller for those types of games. For me, I love it purely as, you know, just a really well-made and comfortable controller with lots of cool features and pretty lights. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not the kind of person who has shelled out for these types of really premium controllers in the past, but after spending the last, you know, about 2 weeks or so with it, I think that the Turtle Beach Stealth Ultra controller is 100% worth the asking price of $199. So thank you to Turtle Beach for letting me check it out. Yesterday, Sony held a much-anticipated State of Play to talk about some of the games coming to the PS5 this year and beyond, and I've got just enough time to talk about a few of the things that stood out to me. So, first of all, I really pride myself on keeping this show positive. So, I'm not going to hammer on any of the specific games or talk crap about any of the games that they showed that I didn't care for, because you probably might like them. But I do have to say that I found this state of play to be pretty darn disappointing. I keep waiting and waiting for PlayStation to bring it, and I keep leaving disappointed. But there were a couple of games that did look pretty interesting to me. First of which is Silent Hill: The Short Message. This bite-sized adventure, it dropped for free on the PS5 shortly after the show, and it looks like it could be good for a few scares. I don't have a lot of faith in Konami to do right by the series, a series that I really, really love. But I'm going to go into it with an open mind. I'm going to check it out, and I'll probably get back to you on a later episode with what I think. Next was Judas, which comes from the creators of BioShock, and it looks a lot like BioShock. And I love that series. I really was a big fan of the original and Infinite. So if they can recapture some of that magic from the originals, then it could be something really cool. And if nothing else, it's got a really cool, unique visual style. And finally, I think Dragon's Dogma 2 looks promising. I've heard lots of great things about the original. I know lots of people that loved that game. I never played it, but this might be one that I dive into when it comes out in March. And that was about it. Sadly, I mean, they showed plenty of other games, but, you know, they were all fairly either underwhelming or just didn't really appeal to me that much. So Sony continues to struggle, I feel like, to show a compelling vision for the future of PlayStation. And until they do, my PlayStation 5 is going to continue to be a Genshin Impact machine for my kids. So last week's question for polling on Threads was, do you think Palworld goes too far in copying the Pokemon formula? And this one got a lot of responses, over 350 votes cast, and 66% of you feel that the game does not cross that line from inspiration to copyright infringement, with 21% saying that it does, and 14% being undecided. I was a little bit surprised by the results on this one. I thought more of you would think that it went too far, honestly, but apparently not. It'll be interesting to see if Nintendo feels the same way. And so this week's question is, how would you grade this week's PlayStation State of Play presentation? So head on over to Midlife Side Quest on Threads and cast your vote today and let me know what you think, and I will share those responses on the show next week. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for me on Threads or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.